This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome. This is Chris Witt's Morning Devotions. If I were to mention the name Orvin Grover Autry, you might be wondering who I'm talking about. But if I mention Gene Autry, that might ring a bell. The American performer, he gained fame years ago as the singing cowboy on the radio, the movies, and on TV for more than three decades, starting in the early 1930s. And Gene Autry died in 1998. He was best known, I think, as being the singing cowboy and that song, You Are My Sunshine. Well, Gene Autry began singing in the church choir when he was a little boy of five and was taught to play guitar by his mother when he was 12. He was born and raised in a Baptist family, and his grandfather taught him to sing. His grandfather was a Baptist preacher. But apparently, Gene Autry was not a churchgoer during most of his adult life. He had a well-earned national reputation as a good guy, a clean-cut, wholesome, ethical entertainer, a good human being. And his films were family-friendly. He deplored violence, sexual business, profane and vulgar content, and he just stood firm on these things. And in his biography of 1978, he said he was not a devoutly religious man. But there was something that I'm interested in. He was talking about honesty. And Gene Autry said, I've always followed the rule of 100% honesty in everything. Honesty towards God, honesty toward others, and towards myself. It was a fascinating comment, I thought. It's a great principle. It was in 2008, the New York Magazine ran an article about research with kids and lying. And one study gathered a group of children together and read them a version of the book, The Boy Who Cried Wolf. This was with a little boy that was eaten by a wolf because he tells lies. And in this survey of the adults taken before the study, most thought the negative consequences in that book, The Boy Who Cried Wolf, would lead the kids to be more honest if they were in some sort of experiment with honesty and deceit. However, the reverse was true. The researchers found the children continued to tell lies. And these researchers told them the story of George Washington and the cherry tree and honest George Washington. And in the story, George goes to his father and confesses that he cut down the tree. And his father said to him, hearing you tell the truth instead of a lie is better than if I had 1,000 cherry trees. And the researchers found that that story of George Washington and the cherry tree actually reduced lying by 43%. And so they thought the threat of punishment by their parents simply teaches children how to learn to lie better. Interesting, when children learn the worth of honesty, as they did in the story of George Washington, they lie less. Well, I guess if we're totally honest with ourselves, we all tell lies. But in this final study that I'm talking about, the adults were asked to say, what was the worst lie you ever told? And many of the adults actually talked about what happened when they were children. And one of the researchers says, I had to reframe my own understanding to consider what it must have been like as a child to have told lies. For young kids, their lie challenged their self-concept that they were a good child. Lies told during childhood, he said, affected their behaviour later on. If they got caught and felt bad, they vowed never to do it again. But if they were good at lying and they got away with it, they would lie more into their teens and adulthood. I think it's a fascinating topic. What's wrong with a little white lie? Well, the Bible says quite a lot about honesty. Jesus said he was the way, the truth, and the life. And it says in Proverbs 11, verse 3, honesty guides good people. Dishonesty destroys treacherous people. So are you known as an honest person? It was Mark Twain. I think he got it right when he said the difference between a person who tells the truth and he who tells a lie is that the liar has got to have a better memory. The school principal got a phone call. Thomas Bradley won't be in school today. Well, who's speaking? My dad, he said. And yet it was the boy all along. Dear Lord, we know that it's so easy, simple to tell lies. Help us to be truthful in all we do. Because I pray it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.